Now, this machine, at a cost of under $100, does hundreds of times the amount of work of one of those $18,000 machines. So never sell this one short just because it's cheap and small. This one is accurate. This one will read a theta bop. It can change its mind. It'll date things quickly and accurately. Its needle is very airy, not sticky and gummy. Can be adjusted in sensitivity. So the bird who is slamming all over the thing, you can narrow it down and actually still read through the slam. Or if the needle is totally stuck, you can run the sensitivity up till you can read the thing. You get what I'm talking about? Loosely, to describe this to the world at large, I won't be mad if you say, well, it's like a police lie detector. You try and explain it. But you better not tell yourself that lie, because it isn't. It's the same as the difference between comparing an automobile with a shadow of an ox cart. This thing will read. Now, as important, much more important even, than the fact that it reads electronically, is the technology of its reading. And that is a whole field of technology all by itself. The technology of its reading, not the technology of its operation, but the technology of looking at it and knowing what it is saying. It took a long time to find that out, and it's entirely an independent area of research, as I'll repeat to you. So it is well worth understanding. You got it? Now I'll tell you some of the basic fundamentals of this machine and its interpretation, having roughly covered its history and gathered up overts against the police department. I don't think you could have overts against the police department, though. I just happen to think. Can you have overts against the police department? No, there'd have to be somebody there to have overts against the police department. This machine, in its basic operation of turn it on and tune it up, is something your instructors can show you how to do. But you better not try to make anything very difficult out of it, you hear me? Turning it on and setting it up for the case you're trying to read. Let's not have anything difficult about this, because you're not even into kindergarten on the thing, see? There's a lot more to learn. Now, look at here. This tone arm. It's erroneously called tone arm. I named it the tone arm when we thought it was reading tone. But it's the tone arm. This thing has a reading resistance on a dead body of around 10,000 ohms. So a dead body reads somewhere between M and F on the meter face. Actually, 10,000 ohms is not quite up to male, M. But that's an average of bodies. That reading is taken as an average of bodies. Now, I am not going to go out on a stack of Dianetics Modern Science of Mental Health and swear that every female body without a thetan in it, or every female body which is not being jammed up with ridges and engrams put in it by the thetan, will read at 5,000 ohms. I'm not going to go on that. This, however, as evidence is gathered in, seems to be quite accurate, that a woman ought to read down here at about 5,000 ohms. That's about what she ought to read.